TFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Visit www.CapturedPrey.com for all your import, transformers, and third-party figure needs. And save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. CapturedPrey.com. Mega Toy Fan. Look for Mega Toy Fan at popular toy conventions like BotCon and TFCon, as well as on Facebook at facebook.com/mega.toyfan.
Stars that came here to earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, can you take the chorus stop?
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of TFYLP. And today I'm your host. This is Tobias, also known as Dr. Arkeville, coming direct to you from Sweden. And with me, I got Weird Wolf.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? From the United States.
Yeah. And also from the States, we have Don.
Howdy, y'all.
And also from the States, Swage.
I think he's muted.
Yeah, he's muted. Then yes. There he is, somewhere. And, of course, our own Megamus.
Yay!
There we go.
Am I from the States?
Yeah, you're certainly from the States. Yeah. I'm the only outsider here.
Los Estados Unidos.
What'd you say about nachos?
Yes, they're good.
Yeah. Well, today's topic is Christmas, of course. We're not more than, is it 5 days from Christmas now? And, yeah, we're going to share some Christmas memories. We're also going to talk about some toys that was released during 2014. And, yeah, some other goodies.
Some of that happy horse crap.
Pieces. Yeah. And before I forget about it, I also want to mention our sponsors. It's Captured Prey. CapturedPrey.com, and Megatoyfan at Megatoyfan.com, Stumbled on the words there. So that's Captured Prey and Megatoyfan, our sponsors. Shout out to those.
And I believe if you order right now, you still might be able to get your item by Christmas from Captured Prey if you're watching on the 19th. So if you're watching this live, I think you can still get in just under the radar there. I'm not 100% sure. I think he posted something about that today. So you might want to head on over to Captured Prey during the show. You know, I mean, keep it open in a separate window, but go on over to Captured Prey and order something other.
Because we make awesome music to shop by.
Yes. Well, we make you want to buy toys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I bought toys today, and I really couldn't afford it, but I got toys.
It is a season to max out credit cards.
Yeah. At least I kept it sub $20. So.
Oh, you're doing good then.
Yeah.
A lot better than. A lot better than those of us.
Yeah. Sorry. On that note, we can begin by talking about some new toys that had come out just recently, just in this week, actually.
Yeah.
And I hand it over to Weird Wolf because he has something in hand.
Yeah. Well, we'll be talking a little bit about our favorite Christmas memory here in a minute. But, yeah, let's talk about some stuff. I know this is much to the chagrin of Headmaster Don, but, yes, she does exist.
Uh-huh. It's still an illusion. It's still a mass hallucination.
This is not an illusion. This is a thing of beauty. I haven't actually had a chance to transform her yet. I actually got her out of the package literally 5 minutes. I mean, I had to run out of town for a few minutes to get some things, and I didn't have a chance to open her until about 10 minutes ago, and I posed her really nice. Right off the bat, my only complaint is, wow. She's birthing like really hips. Yeah, she's got, I mean, I don't have a problem with birthing hips, but on a Transformer, yeah, she got some badonkadonk there.
Well, it's all better for her to kick your butt and to curb with.
Hey, Don, your favorite view.
I was just going to say, you know, what you do with your Transformer is your...
Keep it classy, Durin. Keep it classy.
Yeah. 2 minutes into the episode, and we.
I'm telling you, and I thought Swage was going to be the one we had to cut off.
Well, see, that's why this is PG-13.
I just get all the complaints. That's all.
I'm just going to sit here and look good and not.
And to all our female listeners, I apologize for that.
So we can apologize in advance.
There's nothing there. It's like a Barbie doll, you know.
I just figured someone would say what? All one of them?
Yeah. I was supposed to say that in the intro. We apologize in advance for everything.
For everything.
Yeah. Fuck that. We don't apologize for shit.
This is how it is.
Accept no substitutes and accept no apologies.
That's good.
Yes, but something else that I was in town. I was trying to find a gift for my brother-in-law. We had we have my family every year. We draw names, and I drew my brother-in-law, and I was in town trying to find him a gift, and wound up just going the gift card route because I couldn't find anything that was really I thought was suitable for him. So, you know. I know it's just a cop out, but hey. But I stopped in Toys R Us just to see what they had, and they had one RID 2.0 figure, and it just happened to be the only one I was interested in, and it was this guy, Grimlock, the Warrior Class Grimlock. They had one of them on the peg. There was no other RID figures there. Well, they had some Legends, but they're little bitty or tiny guys, and having transformed this guy, I have to say he sucks.
Okay. Yes. Before you transformed him?
No, I have transformed this guy.
Okay, sorry.
I did transform him before he I went out the door a while ago, and he kind of sucks. His articulation in robot mode, he's got like thigh articulation. His knees bend. He's got like toe bend right there.
Better than toe jam.
Yeah, he got a little arm movement that way. He does that and elbow swivel. Then he's got his robot head turns like that. That's it. As far as robot form. And then he's even more limited in dino form, and his dino form is small and a bit cheap looking. He kind of this is like a KO, and he's about like this in dino mode. He's about as exciting as this in dino mode. So, I'm a little underwhelmed by him. I mean, he's better than that, but maybe not much better. And the logo there, I don't know if it's not zooming, it's not focusing in on it, but it's just a sticker, and it's very cheaply applied too. So I could see that actually falling off.
Well, you know, that's also supposed to be the QR code around the symbol, so they probably had to make it in a way that most camera phones would actually be able to scan that too.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they went the sticker route, so it'd be picked up as an easier scan.
Now, one thing too, the inner leg, one side is actually, I think it's this side here, yeah, is actually his dino tail that, and the other, yeah, that flips out. The other side is a faux half of a tail.
Faux.
Yeah.
Kind of like on movie Snarl.
Yeah. But yeah, in dino mode, his dino jaw kind of opens and closes, and it's got like a little lever for it. He's kind of underwhelming, and if the rest of the line is like this guy, I'm kind of glad I'm skipping it. I mean, this was the only one that I was remotely interested in, and while I don't necessarily regret getting him, I'm not really thrilled with him either. I mean, I'm thrilled with RC, and I haven't even transformed her yet. So that's my thoughts on RID 2.0 Grimlock. I'm underwhelmed.
Okay.
Well, in your personal opinion,
the other guys, RID 2.
What, me?
No.
No.
Oh. Yeah. I expected that from you, Don. Voice of Reason.
Voice of Reason. Well, actually, I wound up yesterday getting the Wave of Four at my Toys R Us. Came, they had a complete wave of characters, and thanks to it being the discount Thursday, 10% off of their Toys R Us credit card and a $10 rewards card, I got the set of four for like $50. So I went ahead and got the set of four. I haven't had a chance to open them yet, but I'm looking forward to doing that over the next couple of days, and I can weigh in on that next week on how they look.
What set of four is it?
Oh, it's the same Wave Dorman got, Grimlock. Originally, I just picked up Grimlock, Steeljaw, and Strongarm, and then I did the math and realized if I went back and got the Bumblebee later, it would cost me more. Since it was, I had all those discounts going on, so I went back and got the Bumblebee as well, because I do like the car mode for Bumblebee. I thought it would be closer to the Viacon transformation, but you know, I've watched a few reviews, but I do like the car mode, so I went back and got the Bumblebee. But I look forward to opening them up and seeing what's what, along with everything else that's coming in this week.
Nobody else have any opinion about the upcoming line?
All I'm going to say is as far as the TV show goes, I want to know how far past Prime this is specifically, because I want them to include Jack, Miko, and Raph at some point in this new show.
So, unless it's so like is it 200, in the Prime 200, universe? Is that confirmed? Is it in the Prime universe?
Yeah, it is. It is a sequel to Prime. It's just, you know, I just want, if they're going to set the continuity there, I just personally want the continuity to include these characters and just say, unless they've purposely said it so far in the future that the kids are going to be, you know, not there anymore.
But it's old and dead, and maybe their grandkids are hanging around.
Yeah, it was just, I just want the continuity, since they were snubbed in Predacons Rising so completely as even existing. I just want, if they're going to do this continuity, do it right with all the characters that did play a point, like the kids did in Prime. That's just me personally.
Okay. Well, should we move on with our other new stuff? Yeah. Because I sense that nobody else wants to join this discussion about RID 2.
Yeah. I think you sense correctly.
Yeah. Let's move on to Combiner Wars. I don't think any of us got a hold of these guys yet, or these toys.
Well, which ones are confirmed out?
Wave 1 and the Legends.
But in the UK, though.
No. No.
Are they in the States now?
My order with another company was filled this week.
Oh.
And I have Optimus, Silver Bolt,
I think we can mention them since they're the only ones that has them in stock.
Okay, well, I was just trying to be polite. Big Bad Toy Store fulfilled the first batch came in pre-Christmas. A lot of people were expecting something to come in before Christmas, as it usually does. But the first wave of three aerial bots, drag strip, silver bolt, Optimus, and then the Legends class figures, Power Glide, Bombshell, Tailgate, and Scott Thundercracker.
Yeah.
Thundercracker. And then, of course, RC and Chromia all came in this week. So a lot of people have Combiner Wars on their way now.
Yep.
So we should be.
I thought they were getting general release. That's why I mentioned them. So.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay. Already. So.
Yeah. I actually.
It was a chain called Smith or Smythe's. I'm not sure how it was pronounced. A lot of people were running out down literally to the corner store and picking up Combiners.
Yes. The weird thing about these Combiner Wars toys is the Legends class toys. I really haven't figured out where to place them. Is it only on the chest where we can place them? There's a port on the chest?
I think they can also be Target Masters, too.
Yeah, they can, because they transform into a weapon, of course.
Well, Power Glide has an official transformation. There's a fan mode for Bombshell that makes them into a gun-like object, but it's not in the instructions. The Windchart supposedly can somehow power link to Optimus Prime in super mode, from what I understand, but I've not actually seen that done yet. But I haven't had a chance to check all the news outlets lately, so I'm not sure if it's a readily known thing yet or not.
Okay.
Now, this is not mine. I picked it up for Insane Galvatron. He PayPal'd me, but there is Chromia.
Oh.
She is. She's quite nice.
Yeah, it looks good.
I mean, and she is a very heavy tool, a retool of Prime RC, but really nice. The owner of the shop that I got this from actually had one loose, and I got to mess with it a little bit, and the build quality is really good on her, so I have no complaints. This was at a comic shop, so not bad.
How much are they at retail?
About that much, actually. So
they're about $15 at retail?
About 15, yeah. 16 bucks at retail.
The new RID figures were $16.99 at Toys R Us.
Yeah, that was a big because I had been hearing that the new RID figures were supposed to be like the $12 price point, $10 to $12 price point. And given their size, that's what they should be, honestly.
Yeah. Well, look at where we got them initially. So, you know, that may change.
Toys R Us jacks things up all the time. So
there's that.
Yeah, if you go on their website, you'll notice that they'll put it on sale for $16.99. And the price they have marked out as the original retail is like 30-something for a deluxe figure. But they're also the same store that has pictures of Masterpiece Sunstorm with his weapons backwards and all kinds of stupid shit.
Yeah, it's an adventure in purchasing sometimes when it comes to them.
Yeah.
Well,
now, Doran, my RC and my Chromia is on the way. Would you say that the Chromia compared to the RC is about the same level of revamping as Springer and Sandstorm?
Actually, I mean, from what I held in the store and just looking at her right here, I think it's a little bit more than that. I mean, this is a pretty heavy retool. I mean, as far as I can tell, the chest and like the lower thighs, maybe even the upper thighs are the same. But I think the arms, the back piece is completely different. The wheels are in the same place, but they're completely different. And a whole new gun. Obviously a whole new head.
Because, you know, looking back, you know, with Springer and Sandstorm, a lot of people, you just could not believe that it was the same base figure looking at the amount of retooling that they've done. And for them to even go further on a Deluxe versus a Voyager.
Yeah. I mean, they really went out of their way to make that better, in my opinion. But there was something else that popped up in the news this week that we should not, that we would actually be remiss if we didn't mention. Some images of reissue G1s, Platinum Editions, yes. The Insecticon box set, yeah. And yes. The Conehead Seeker, I'm assuming, box set. I guess there'll be as a box set.
Have there been any pictures of that?
Yes, the there's. The only pictures that we saw is like the cross sale on the bottom side of the Insecticon box. But I mean, okay. Why would they cross sale something if they don't release it? I mean,
I don't know those wacky guys.
And we don't know if this is going to be an exclusive for Toys R Us or something like that.
It may just be an Asia exclusive, Toys R Us Asia. Okay. But at this point, there's no confirmation of a stateside release. But I mean, seeing as how the box was entirely in English and it appeared to be entirely in English. I mean, from what I could tell, it looked like something that they would release here in the U.S. And considering that, you know, Platinum Series kind of does all right, with the exception of that big crapper Ultra Star Screen, big Star Screen, which is still warming the shelf at some Toys R Us. As I know, the one that I got this. Grimlock at, there was still two of the those big Star Screens there, and with this Christmas season and they're still not moving, that should tell you something.
They suck.
They actually discounted that over 10% the first week it was released after an original retail was posted, which is pretty rare. Yeah, I think it was like, what, 99 or 109, and it was down to 80 within like 4 days.
Yeah, but then it shot right back up to over 100, so...
Yeah, but here, then it dropped back down again until they did like a full scale throughout the whole chain discount. I think I saw it down to like, what, 60 something a while back.
It's still too much for that thing.
Yeah.
And here's a picture of a box, rather blurry picture, by the way, but nice artwork.
I love it.
Yeah.
If that comes to the States, depending on the price, I would probably get it just one because the box is such a beautiful display piece, and two, it would be nice to have G1 Insecticons with nice chrome because mine are all originally bought in the stores and they're starting to show their age pretty badly.
Can you share the other pictures there, Tobias?
Yeah.
Now Toys R Us or Hasbro did do a commemorative series reissue back in what, 2009-ish, somewhere in there, 2007 to 2009.
The old bookcase.
At the same time they were doing the Takara book style.
Yeah. But you know, I had them and sold them, and you know, I'm a big fan of the Insecticons. I'd spring for these again. And even the Conehead Seekers, I'd like to have those, even though I think, I've still got Dirge over here, but, you know.
Duran, I was talking about this, we were talking about this earlier in the week, and one thing I brought up at the time was everyone remembers or knows someone that had one Insecticon. They had Shrapnel or Bombshell or Kickbat. No one really had the whole set. So a lot of people from a nostalgic standpoint will say like, finally, I can have all three.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to buy all the Coneheads so that maybe someone over there will think, maybe we should make Masterpiece Coneheads finally. And then all they have to do is walk down the street,
Igear,
knock on Igear's door and be like, hey, you got our shit back. We want it back again, and we're taking your fucking heads this time. So then we could get some Coneheads for under $300 a piece.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's strange how when all that originally happened, how Igear was able to streamline the transformation process and make those improvements without the kibble being there. So,
well, they do still have the I don't know if it's kibble, but up by their vents where the head is in bot mode, they do still have the flanges that have to flip back. Which on MP11 isn't the case.
If you can look at
so close, but if you know, compared to what we had before that, they were amazing. But now it's kind of like, oh, you got to get rid of that.
If you're watching the YouTube video right now, Tobias is sharing the back of the package, and you can see the cross sale for the Coneheads there on the bottom. Now, it's also interesting to note that the it looks like they come with the little Energon cubes that the 2009 reissue came with, which I actually, even though I sold my Insecticons, I still have them. So, yeah, I could have six cubes now.
But I have to say that, you know, and with them, you know, they're showing off the small, the easy transformation steps. But I have to say, you know, I know those are Photoshop pictures, but it's so nice seeing nice chrome on those Insecticons again. It just really makes the characters just stand out.
Now, I wonder if they're going to do like the Japanese kickback with the pointed wings, or if they're going to do the U.S. ones with the rounded wings.
I'd say probably safety reasons they'll go with the rounded one.
The reissue ones were the rounded ones, so yeah. Those are the molds they have. I almost guarantee it.
But I do kick myself for, no pun intended, but I do kick myself for not getting the red and black versions that were the E-Hobby release.
Diaclone colors.
Yeah, well, those look nice.
And they were definitely a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Here's a picture of the inside of a box as well. A bit blurry, but we can see the Energon cubes that we mentioned.
It looks like they're actually on shelf over there.
Yeah, from a store.
And what's the weird to us is this is like, we had no indication this was even a thing. Just,
boom, here it is. Yeah,
just like.
But hey, Don, there you go. You could just buy this one instead.
Only $750.
It's only $750.
Sorry.
Well, that's a starting bid. That's a starting bid.
Well, but if anyone understands Diaclone, this gift set is pretty hard to find.
Yeah. That's I'll be honest. If I was going to spend that much money for something along those lines, it'd be the E-Hobby mini bots as Go Bots. Because I know that thing runs for almost $300 to $400 now.
Yeah, I was gonna say nowhere near this one, but
nowhere near that one. But I'm saying as far as personal preference, because having mini bots colored as Go Bots, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, you know, Go Bots are, of course.
I can't wait to get the Generations Bombshell, and hopefully they'll do a kickback. I mean, I'm sure they will.
Well, they mentioned at BotCon how they know like when in the Seeker mold when they had Starscream with Waspinator. They know there are certain groups of characters that fans will buy because they're a group. Starscream, Skywarp, Thundercracker, Shrapnel, Bombshell, Kickback. So they know there's groups that need to be completed just out of logical reason for these characters. It may take a while to do it. But they basically said we know with Bombshell coming is when they announced Bombshell, we know people won't want to Kickback. It may take a couple of waves, or it may take another line, but, you know, they know people want them.
Yeah. All right, we need to – we've dwelt on these a little bit long. We got a long show ahead of us, I'm sure.
I just want to share something else that came up recently, and it was Year of a Goat.
Yes.
It's a really nice artwork for that one as well. And I'm definitely going to buy this one. And that's all about the mold for me.
Yeah.
I love the mold.
Well, I was talking about this earlier too. And it's like, I can't explain why I love this Year of the Goat Prime other than it's like an inverted G2.
Yeah.
Instead of the cab being these really brilliant colors and stand out, it's more of a muted color. But all the accessories just pop.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's come with Scourge, R.I.D. Scourge trailer, though, almost.
Yep. We can see a picture here.
Junk. Show Soundwave.
Yeah. Oh, that's Soundwave.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the cool thing about the Soundwave, though, is if that is painted, that ugly, weird bronze crap, if it's painted, all you got to do is strip that off, and you have yourself a completely clear Soundwave, except for his red eyes. And you can do it with the cassettes, too, because those are supposedly going to be painted as well. So that's what I'm after.
I'd just leave it as is.
No, that bronze, fake gold, whatever the hell that's supposed to be, nah. But the clear Soundwave, like the old Lunchtime Specials, that's a fucking keeper right there. That's worth the, what, $4 you might spend in stripping paint off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up a picture in just a moment. Yeah. Often what mentioned Sound Wave.
What is that price on that Prime? Do we know?
No, seeing as how it's going to be Platinum Edition, and that's what also scares me about the Insecticons and the Coneheads, is that they may be a little overpriced, especially being at Toys R Us. I mean, an Insecticon set, how much were they back in 2009? What, $50? I mean, they're more than likely to be about 100 for the Insecticons.
Wait, the original Insecticon reissues from Toys R Us?
Yeah.
I think the retail of those was $19 to $29.99.
I think them and Perceptor were about the same price, I think.
Yeah, because Toys R Us has never done a reissue in that book style or in the commemorative series that I've ever seen in a store for higher than $29. Or $29.99. That would be like standard. But I mean, it could be wrong, but you know, if you're like in New York City, it might have been, you know, 36 or something. But generally they were between 20 and 30.
Yeah, all I'm going to ask is, is this Year of the Goat Prime is cheaper than Evangelion Prime?
And here we got a picture of Soundwave that you mentioned with the artwork as well.
Yeah, look at that clear.
Looks really great.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I think for me, I would have enjoyed it more is, and we've talked about this when the pictures first came out, if the head had been colored and not left clear. So that way the whole torso just doesn't look completely blank.
Now, is it coming with all the same cassettes that the U.S. Soundwave came with?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was mentioned it was the same one.
Yeah.
But the thing that I think looks really cool is the batteries or the missile launchers, the clear ones. Really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, anyone found it find it odd that it says Soundwave E? There's a large space between the V and the E in Soundwave.
Yeah.
I wonder what the deal is with that.
Bad printing.
Soundwave. Soundwave.
Soundwave.
Soundwave E? Yeah. I think
I
it's
don't
just...
know if this is the official artwork at all.
Yeah. So. Mm.
It might just be concept art and then a Photoshop mock-up.
Yeah. I was saying that issue gold Megatron was actually Electrum Megatron, so maybe this is Electrum Soundwave.
Mm.
Could be.
Yes. We should do Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Move on to Christmas memories. That was some
memories.
We are talking specifically Transformers Christmas memories.
Yes. Christmas memories. We're going to be talking about Christmas boobs.
Memories.
Tatas.
Christmas tatas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don, do you want to start?
One of my Christmas memories remember I'm older than a lot of collectors, and so I started.
Oh man!
Yeah, I started collecting when I was 14. I was already in my teens when I started collecting, and you know, I remember when I was about 16 or 17, I had Fortress Max because I knew that. You know, instead of me getting a bunch of small gifts, I just told mom and dad, you know, this is the biggest one they've ever made. I'm not going to be able to afford it on my own with my job at Food Line. So, you know, if you can get this one gift from me, that'll be enough. There was no Fortress Maximus to be found at the time. I found out later, but they did get me about 4 Transformers in addition to socks and underwear and stuff like that. And I remember mom said I could open up any 2 of my gifts Christmas Eve and then open the 2 the next morning. So I picked 1 small gift and 1 big gift, and I picked the big gift, and I ripped it open, Corpinok.
Wow. Wow.
So I was pretty ecstatic because it was Scorponok, because
that's really, a pretty good gift.
Yeah, so I here I am opening up Scorponok, and it's the headmaster, and it's like, because Rebirth had just shown not many months prior before that. So I was pretty ecstatic at Scorponok, so I picked up a smaller gift, and it was about, you know, the size of, say, a gift set. And I had on my Christmas list, you know, as alternatives, the Aerobot gift set. Because, again, Aerobots had just shown, you know, not that much further in prior. And I opened it up, and it was G1 Jetfire. Again, this is me, so I was, Mom said she's never seen me look disappointed in my life, and I was disappointed. I was trying not to be disappointed, but to me...
You were disappointed with G1 Jetfire?
Yes, that's the memory. I mean, I was really... I had G1 Jetfire boxed in my hand, and I did not want it. I mean, I wasn't trying to be a jerk or nothing. It's just I was so sad because I wanted the Aerobot gift set. So, Mom, the day after Christmas, she said I looked real disappointed. So she took me back to Toys R Us, and she waited patiently for me to go through on my hands and knees all the stuff that was all still jumbled on the shelves, and I got the last Aerobot gift set. We swapped them out. So she was nice to do it for me. And that's one of my favorite Christmas memories, is just them getting me the stuff because they knew I loved the stuff. Mom take me back over there to swap out for the gift set. And that's just one of my favorite Christmas memories.
That's awesome.
She should have beat the shit out of you.
real quick.
Disappointed on Christmas? Too bad.
We move on. Give you an idea. Here is One Step Grimlock. And this is RID 2.0 Grimlock.
Okay, Durham, we've got the point. He's small.
He's small. Well, I mean, people may want to know exactly how small. And it's like, yeah, he's kind of, yeah. I mean, just,
do you think if he had been a Voyager, maybe that would have been better?
Maybe. Maybe I don't know. I mean, he just looks off.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's the faction symbol. It makes no sense there. It's like he's wearing a sponsorship badge on a uniform.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering how much of that was a necessity for the QR code versus a better design aesthetic.
Yeah, there's the
Chompa.
Chomping. Yeah. All right. That's enough of him.
that will be a Christmas memory for you, Jerome.
This year, probably.
Imagine 10 years from now, you're sitting there. Remember when I got that crappy Grimlock? Really small.
I'll probably remember it for the RC more than anything here. So.
Yeah, okay. But the Grimlock was more fun. Yeah.
Grimlock.
Me, Grimlock. Yeah. Duron, your Christmas memory.
My Christmas memory. Well, I have a lot of great Christmas memories. I think anybody that's been listening to this show for any length of time, last Christmas I mentioned, I told the story about how, you know, when I was 10, I nearly died of a heart disease. And, you know, I had a really good Christmas the following year because, you know, my parents nearly lost me and my dad had sold his business and we moved to Florida. It was our first year in Florida. And I think that was Christmas of 86. And my parents went berserk buying Transformers for me. I probably got like 20 or 30 Transformers that year. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And I got like Shockwave and all the Insecticons all at once. And, you know, like half the 86 line, I got Rodimus and a couple others. I mean, it was just, amazing. That was probably my favorite Christmas memory. But I have another one, and I actually have this one captured on film. This is me as about a 11 or 12 year old boy. This is me opening Christmas. Yeah, I'm a little bit sleepy and got my big old thick glasses on. You know, you can tell it's in the 80s. But what's interesting is right there. That is my G1 Werewolf the day I got
him. Oh, wow.
And, you know, to see my namesake on the day I got it, that is a memory that sticks with me. And the fact that I still have a photograph of it.
Yeah.
There's a few times it almost makes me want to well up in tears when I see this picture.
You got a squirt thumb?
No. I mean, it pulls.
Let it out, man. Let's hug this shit out right now.
No.
Come on, man. Let's do it.
But yeah,
it's a good memory, dude.
That's mine. That's mine.
Yeah. That's a great memory.
It is a great
memory. Really great. And with that picture as well, telling the story.
Yep.
Well, on to you then, Swage.
Oh. Okay. Actually, I've been thinking about this, and Transformers were never a big Christmas gift for me. I think one of the only times I actually got one, I think it was the Power Master Prime.
That's not a bad one yet.
And I tell you what, I remember having it, but I was like little, and I mean, I can't remember much, but I do remember that I think I was trying to transform it and I broke something, and basically my mom thought I broke it on purpose and she beat the dog shit out of me.
Oh man.
Because I had just broken this. I mean, I don't know how much they were, but you know what I mean? It's in this big gigantic box. And I'm just sitting there, like, having a temper tantrum because I think I snapped, like, a weapon or... It had to be something goofy.
What, I mean, you break something on purpose? Oh, that wouldn't happen.
No. I think I was mad because, like, I couldn't do whatever the hell I was trying to do. Anyway, and that actually was... That was a good Christmas, though, because I got a toy that was almost as big as me. As far as toy hauls, though, on a more positive side... I don't know if you guys remember some shit called Sectars.
Yes.
Sectars, those bug-looking motherfuckers.
Yep.
My dad went crazy one year and bought me and my stepbrother, like, the whole fucking line. We had never heard of them, but he knew I'd like He-Man and all this other weird shit. So he buys, like, this big giant castle and, like, 30 fucking characters. And holy shit! And I think it took about... 6 hours before we had destroyed the fucking whole, like, almost the whole house. The whole playset was, like, scratched and cracked because we're, like, jumping on it like a wrestling ring. So, as a kid, I don't have the Transformers roots. Basically, my stepbrother got all the good ones. He'd get, like, Soundwave or the Dinobots, and I would get, like, Sea Spray. So I guess we can add that. I mean, I did get the Power Master, Power, whatever the fuck it's called, but I broke it, I think, and then I got the shit beat out of me, and so, yeah. Which actually...
Sounds like you got the shit beat out of you a lot.
It sounds like what happened to me, it was like somehow Don time-traveled and told my mom to do what his mom should have done to him for crying like a little bitch for not getting
I never said a word to my mom about that. I never.
Yeah, but you said it with your face. You said it with your.
I'm sorry. It's just one of them things that I was disappointed. It was just.
You know what? I bet you looked at your mom and you were like, "It's not that I'm mad. I'm disappointed."
No, that's what she did to me whenever she was upset with me,
and that made me feel expectations.
Yes.
Well, anyway, those are my toy Christmas memories, and obviously the Transformers one wasn't quite as, you know, blissful as suck-ass Don's over there. I just want my aerial bot, little jet. I'll crawl on my hands and knees. Me, I was like, fuck that shit. I broke that shit. And then my mom was like, fuck you. See, that's how real life should work, Don. Anyway.
No.
It is.
Well,
you should be punished for everything and anything. Come on. Everybody knows this.
No.
Yep.
Now, that does answer a lot of questions.
Yeah.
It does.
More than we wanted to know, even.
Yeah. Nah, it's all good. We're all friends here, right? Uh-huh. Right? How many more complaints will we get for this story? I'd like to see this list. I want to see a full inventory list of all these complaints. How about we do a giveaway? We'll take every complaint that you mentioned on last week's show, write them on a piece of paper, or origami them, and throw them in a jar. And instead of guessing how many jelly beans are in the jar, whoever guesses all the complaints gets like a free toy or something. How about that? Does that work?
No.
Oh. Is the jar
don't think
that
it works
big?
Like that.
No. I will have to say, I transformed her for the first time, and very satisfying transformation. I really like this toy. And, if anybody has owned the TRNS-01 RC, the transformation is very similar to it. Not identical, but very similar.
That looks good.
Yeah.
And I have to agree with you now. That will be the Christmas memory.
Yes.
Not the Grimlock.
Yes. Sorry, Don. I had to.
That's fine. That's fine.
For Don, it's not real yet.
Yes. It's not real!
Megalos! Are you with us?
I'm here.
Yeah. You surely have some memories of Santa coming with some TF-related stuff.
No.
No?
No.
He's too old.
Nope, I had Star Wars.
Yeah.
I had Star Wars. My fondest memory, well, I had Star Wars and then G.I. Joe, but my fondest memory was the Millennium Falcon. I think it was right at like 80 bucks, $80 or $90.
That was the good Falcon.
That was, yes. Well, there was only one Falcon.
Well, I'm saying in the recent past that, you know, that they've cut back on that mold and took away some features.
Well,
and
when it first came out, I mean, it was like $80, and that was a crap load of money. Never ever thought I was going to get that. And
still a crap load of money.
And they got it for me. It was the only thing I got for Christmas, but I remember digging into that, putting it together, putting all the stickers on like shit. And I still have that to this day, and I still look at it going, I can't believe I put those stickers on that because I did such a sucky job. But you know, live and learn. As far as Transformers, I never got any. I never got any for Christmas. I got, like I said, I got some Star Wars, the main reason was because my dad worked for Kenner at the time, so he got them at a discount.
That would explain it.
Yeah, and then when G.I. Joe came out, I remember getting the Mobat, and I thought that thing was just bad as hell. You pushed it, and it moved. It moved forward, and you pushed it, and it moved backwards, and that was it. I mean, it really didn't do much more than that. I mean, but to me, that was pretty cool. Yep.
Some weapon storage on the bottom of RC. You got the one gun that'll fit there. Now, this gun here will peg right in that long area right there. But the problem with that is if you push it in there, even as far,
it won't roll.
It kind of gives it like a prop. I mean, that's kind of a bad place to put that. I don't know why they did that.
Because it's piss poor planning.
Yeah. But at least her pistol will piss there. Yeah.
Her pistol pissed out. Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's true. Piss on that pistol.
Yes.
Well, now none of her two guns don't match. So,
no.
Okay.
You know, the one I like this one because it's got the matching color scheme, but it really doesn't look like something RC would hold. But the other one, the Beretta Uzi looking,
I was thinking maybe somehow at some point trying to pick up a second one for some reason, maybe just keeping, because to me her doing the dual pistol things is kind of
it's more of a comic type thing.
Yeah,
I think
if she exists.
Yes, she exists. I'm holding her in my hand right now.
Delusion.
I'm holding her in my hand and gently caressing her.
You want to be alone?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, everyone give Doron a minute. Just kind of, you know, shield yourself away from it. And,
do what you need to do.
I've turned my camera off to make this stay PG-13. Oh, yeah.
We've said many, many times, you know, what you do with your own toys, that's your business.
Moving along, please.
That was creepy as hell.
Yes.
TFYLP, creepy as hell.
Yeah. Crap or not.
Be yes. careful. That could be the new slogan.
Yeah.
Creepy as hell.
Could be.
Well, check out the newest Crap or Not, too. The Age of Extinction Galvatron. That is pretty rad.
And look out around the 24th, the 25th. I hope so.
Christmas Day.
Christmas special.
Awesome.
Yep. But that's another story. I can copy my Christmas memories of TF-related stuff out of Brett's story, because about that time in my life, it was all Star Wars and Lego. So I didn't get the Millennium Falcon. I really wish I got that one, but I got an X-Wing. I was super happy about that one. And I also got a Land Speeder, I remember. So.
Now, was yours the original Land Speeder that had the little lever that activated the wheels?
Yes, and I still got it. That was a fond memory, and a lot of Legos I remember as well growing up. But
I don't know. Over there, were Legos as expensive as they were here? Because Legos, I got those every once in a while, but they were expensive as hell.
Yeah,
Legos have always been expensive.
I never got those big sets. I always got the small ones with a car or something like that, and that's because they were really expensive, and they still are.
Isn't there some like Scandinavian law that if you live in the region, you must have Legos or else?
Yeah, and polar bears on the street. That's true.
Her transformation is rather genius.
Yeah, all your furniture is IKEA. All your music is from all your music is from Ace of Base.
You gotta do better than that, dog. We got ABBA.
Oh, okay.
I can live with all the furniture being IKEA. IKEA stuff is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Hell, my ABBA.
Yeah. Anyhow, let's move on. I think that's all the Christmas memories we got to share with you.
Let's get to the good shit. Let's get to the hate.
Yeah. We got a
2014.
Yeah, look back. And what was the best toy, official toy, Transformers toy of 2014? Mm-hmm. And we begin with the Dawn again.
Oh, wait a minute. Dawn, before you do that, I was told to share this with Duron by one of our listeners.
Oh.
Evidently, that's where the...
Okay.
You must have them backwards.
I had them backwards, okay. That's even better then.
And this comes to us. Let me make sure. I want to make sure I got his first name right. From Holmes. Come on, computer.
My biggest
Scott
complaint...
Scott Holmes, one of our listeners.
Not John Holmes?
Popped that one up. So there we go. He knows the score. He must have read the instructions.
Now I got one of the RCs with the open hands, and that is the issue right there. I'm going to try and probably trim out that little, I don't know if you can see it there, but that little, there's a little stopper at the bottom of the hands there, just so you can like push the guns the rest of the way down in the hands. It kind of...
Does the handle need to be that long?
It does not. I don't think that it does.
I would almost be willing to trim the handle more than
the figure. So
also from what I've seen, Voyager Prime in Combiner Wars has the same problem. Handle's like uber long.
uber long.
Oh, okay.
But it was me. Oh, jeez.
The best official toy.
Well, this is kind of cheating, so I apologize for not, you know. But I'm one. Even though I do not have the figure yet, I am going to go ahead and call RC the best official toy just because I have been waiting 30 years.
Yeah, but you don't even know if she exists.
I'm going to go ahead and say she exists. I wouldn't say it, but you know, it just
yes,
just,
yes. Just, on TFYOP, Don admits RC exists. Yes.
So yes. So I'm gonna call her the best figure of the year. Again, it's not fair to other figures that I've bought that I like Will Jack, you know, and Smokescreen from MP Smokescreen. That was this year, I believe. But finally getting this toy after so long and hearing all the good things about her, I'm gonna call that my favorite toy of the year. It may be chintzy, but you know, I think it deserves merit.
Yeah.
Worst? Are we doing worst yet, or are we doing that later?
We can do that later.
Okay. Yeah, we're just going to do all, everything good right now.
Yeah, official and good.
Okay.
Okay.
So, next in line, you're on.
You know, I thought long and hard about this. I was talking with Chad the other night. Yeah, I know I said long and hard. I was talking with Chad the other night on the road. We were talking about our favorite figures, best and worst 2014. And my figure actually might surprise a few people, but, you know, I would say, you know, with it being a headmaster, I would say Brainstorm, but I haven't actually owned Brainstorm yet. And, while I really want Brainstorm, there are some design aesthetics of it that I don't particularly care for. I mean, it does represent the IDW incarnation of Brainstorm really well, and I do applaud it for that. But being a G1er, it kind of lacks in the G1 aesthetic department. I mean, it's clearly Brainstorm, and it's also a headmaster. But that does not win best figure 2014, and for me the best official Transformer of 2014, I would have to go with Generation Scoop. And a lot of people may say, what the hell, Generation Scoop? I mean,
what the fucking hell?
Yeah, but honestly, if you think about it, he is like the perfect update of the generator, the G1 version of Scoop, with the exception of, you know, his target masters have a lot more detail, but they're not really more articulated. I mean, yeah, I think the arms can go up and down, whoop-de-doo, but I mean, he is like the, if I'm reimagined an updated Scoop of an obscure character, that is exactly the way I'd want Scoop to be, and he fits the bill. He was every bit that I wanted him to be, and I'm really pleased with Generation Scoop.
Yeah, so and he's got the same transformation, almost the same transformation as it.
Yeah, on. Yeah. So I'm, you know, that's my pick for best of 2014.
Good pick. Well, on to you, Swage. Best official toy, 2014.
Man, this is a tough one for me. Because I'm always a back and forth collector. Like, I'm always like all third party of a certain size or all.
We'll get to those later. Blah, blah, blah.
And so this has been a weird year for me, but I've basically just gone masterpiece. So that's where a lot of my love is going to be. But I'm also trying to pick something a little out of left field, but it's not really working. I think mine is kind of a tie. Got to go with Wheeljack, because Wheeljack is, I mean, fucking awesome, obviously. And it's one of the few official figures that match the hype. I mean, before it even came out, people were like super crazy excited and were just like, oh my god,
man. Oh my god, Kerfer.
And I was like, yeah, it's going to suck. It's going to fucking suck. And nope, it does not fucking suck. One little tiny bit. but I actually might go with Acid Storm.
Just because that was unexpected.
Yeah, I agree with that. That is a good choice.
I actually, I fucking love Acid Storm. That fucking neon green, the digi camo. I just love the way it looks. It's fucking spectacular. I mean, it's bright, it's detailed, and as much as I at first did not like the Seekers, I kind of grew into loving the mold, and honestly, the only reason I have more Seekers now is because of Acid Storm. I mean, I was lucky to get it, you know, like on sale or whatever, but that one is really just like, to me, and it's such a different Decepticon in the sense that most of them are kind of bland or they're not really that eye-catching, and Acid Storm just like punches you in the dick hole and is like, I'm fucking neon, yo, and completely out of fucking left field. They don't even have a Takara version that I've seen. And I don't know if they're ever going to make one, but I know Acid Storm is just fucking sweet. So
little secret, my runner-up for best figure of 2014, and this is also going to be a big eyebrow raiser to a lot of people, Masterpiece Sunstorm.
Yes, the Hasbro one?
Yes. I've
talked to a few people about this, and looking at pictures online, it looks like junk. It looks awful.
Those ghost flames really do it, though. I mean,
yeah. And in hand, I got a couple, and I was like, "Wow, this thing is actually really fucking cool."
Yeah.
And the colors in pictures, for some reason, do not transfer photogenically the way they do in person. Like in person, everything meshes well. The flames are awesome. And I actually just got in the 11S, the Takara, and I will say that one's also nice too.
Yeah, I want the orange
forearms.
Yeah.
It has the flames on the forearms and it's paint. It's not just, you know, regular whatever the fuck. I mean, it's actually painted on there. You can see the thickness of it. But where the paint divides on the Takara, because it goes from a darker orange to a lighter yellow kind of thing on the Takara. On the Hasbro, it's like those colors, but instead of just blending straight to yellow, it has the rounded flames and then that come to points. So Acid Storm is nice, but Sunstorm is nice, but Acid Storm to me, because of just how brutal. I mean, that green is brutal. That's the way I like to describe it.
And the digital camo.
Yeah, but for me, just the fact that it's a Decepticon that's just so bright and brilliant in color, I mean, that was my favorite. And that's not even a character that, you know, is really that big of a fucking deal. Wheeljack, though, because the design is fantastic, the transformation, he snaps back in perfect. It's not like the Lambos where you're lucky to get one fender to line up with the hood and one wheel's kind of fucked up normally. With Wheeljack, it's always perfect. If you got one with paint flaws, sorry, but the transformation and the design are still fucking awesome. All the joints, I have two open ones, they're all fucking great. So it's got to be one of the two, but I have to go with Acid Storm just because he's so different and it was so kind of unexpected that it would be as awesome as it is, because I mean, it's just like, it is punch you in the dick hole awesome. That's the green color it is. So there's my two.
Have fun
following that up, Brett.
I do want to say also, after Brett, a few of the members of the cast that couldn't make it tonight, they also wrote in to tell us what their thoughts were, and I will read those after Brett tells us his.
Yeah. Okay, Brett, what was your favorite official title?
My problem is I can never remember what year they came out. I think he came out this year. I did that last time, too. But anyway. I like this cat. That's the Takara MP10B, the Scourge or Nemesis Prime.
Actually, I think that came out last year.
See, I do this every year, but I don't give a shit. That's my favorite. All right.
He came out right around the time that Shardicon happened, because I remember I helped with Orson at Capture Prey, and he had a few of those in stock that day.
So, I helped with Orson at Capture Prey.
I do this every year. I'm always a fucking year behind. I was a fucking year behind last year. So this is for last year.
Okay, well, it was so awesome it carried over. The shockwave reverbed into the future.
Well, crap. Then I was going to pick Wheeljack, but...
And pick Wheeljack, if that's your second
pick. I guess so. I guess because, I mean, this was last year's. Yeah, Wheeljack. I just like the design. I think it's a good piece, and I like the way everything folds up real nicely, and it looks a lot... It looks very much G1-ish, and that's what I dig about it. So,
good pick.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about Wheeljack? What's your favorite thing?
Honestly, I like the broad shoulders. I like that it looks a lot like the G1 car, and it's got a lot more articulation. I do wish I would have gotten the some of the add-ons that you could get from like Amazon and all that other crap. I didn't.
Well,
I
just got mine straight. You know, you want some no-nef glow-in-the-dark ears, bro, like I got.
I didn't get that yet. Yeah, I know that you can still get those, can't you?
Yeah, they did have some more come up available. The only thing though that I noticed is dead eyes. He has dead eyes. That's the only bad thing. So, yeah. In the dark, you can't see his eyes anyway. You just see his ears. But
right.
I was gonna say my favorite thing actually is a nice touch that I didn't think they would do, is his little cover that goes over his fist. Just that little piece, for some reason, like, I just love the fact that they added that in there, because that's easily something that they could have had fold back over with the rest of the spoiler and the rear end. So it makes it a little bit of a pain in the ass to get the hands out and everything, but I actually like the fact that they decided to put that in there. So
otherwise, it would have been like MP Bumblebee, that a lot of people have trouble with that, with his hands just folding out, but...
Well, when I get mine, I'll find out. I'll get it eventually.
Yeah, I heard he has open forearms. Like, there's a hollow point, like on Jetfire, on the leader Jetfire. What's up with that?
Well, I mean, you know, at that size, you can only add so much to keep it from, I don't know how they would have been. I mean, I'm sure they may have worked another panel in or something, but, at that size and that price, it may not have just been feasible in the budget.
This is a perfect time to give a shout out to a guy in TFW, Mega Moon Man. Maybe he'll make some parts for that. He does some 3D printing, and I know he made Jetfire fill-in pieces. So
yeah,
maybe send some requests into that guy. And he's always—I mean, I've dealt with him a couple times. He's always been real quick and real friendly with service. So maybe we'll throw that out there. If I ever get a Bumblebee, I'm gonna be like, "Hey, dude, why don't you make me some panels, bro?" So.
Now,
I'll
go ahead.
Oh, and I just thought this is just one of my weird random tangents. The little panel has a flip-up communicator, and when you flip it up, it's Dan Gilvezan's Spider-Man character.
Ha! Little nice nod to Dan Gilvezan there.
Yeah.
I do want to ask any of the viewers and listeners, even if you're listening to this after we go off air, post in the Facebook group what's your favorite picks for 2014, best and worst. We're doing official right now, and a little bit later in the show we're going to be doing third party. So give us your ideas, and let's hear those, and we may mention them on air. And if we don't do them this episode, then we'll do them soon. But post them on our Facebook group. Love to hear from you. Do you want to hear
them? I dare you.
You want to hear the other cast members, what their thoughts were?
Yeah.
Hingit Chan, he didn't write a whole lot, but he did state that. Generation Sandstorm was his favorite, which that's actually a really good choice. Natsume Ryu posted, let's see here. Okay, she says Sandstorm's definitely high on that list for her, but She has to, but she thinks she got him before Christmas last year. So praising him on the show a lot. So she'll have to pick another for the year. Movie Snarl is her pick. Looks good in both modes, and her favorite colors, luminous green and purple, reminds her of Waspinator and that clear plastic. I mean, she's a clear plastic fan like I am.
Now, there's you a buddy comedy, Snarl and Waspinator.
Yeah, yeah. And then she posted her worst, and I'll get to that later. But, yeah, that's what her thought is on it. And St. Galvatron asked what year Warden came out, so I guess that's what his favorite third party is. Michael Swift, Cyburn 2, he says, in the case of seasonal obligation prevents him from joining tonight, his best official, this is a tough one. Leader Jetfire is an awesome toy and might have won if not for the loose joints and troublesome rubbery bits. But he thinks he has to give it to Deluxe Rat Trap. It took a character that could have easily been given another shell transformation like they did in the original, and instead they gave him a figure with a fun and involved transformation. I agree with that. And they made him look good and look like the show. He is even designed to do the standing rat-like he often does in the show, yeah.
Yeah.
With the extra bit in his head that slides in and out to cover the robot bits that would be visible otherwise if you tried to pull off that pose. That's three really good choices there. So,
Well, real quick, just because I happen to have it here, he was talking about this guy right here, the Rat Trap, and if he thinks this one looks nice, that the car one, it's a little more mute in the color, but there's a lot more detail that's painted on, and I just think it looks so much more accurate, show accurate, this one. So if he's going to grab one, grab this one. And it even has the little red eyes, which I thought was pretty neat, as opposed to the black one.
Mm.
Yeah, also, definitely a good figure.
Brycey, his best official was Masterpiece Wheeljack as well.
Oh, I got change. I gotta change it now. I ain't gonna agree with him. Just pick something else. Anything else? I'd sort of
can't agree with the Canadian.
I can't agree with him.
Well, then I can say
he can't even get off his ass and get on the show.
My favorite toy, I have to go to Wheeljack as well. Masterpiece. It was really a good year for Masterpiece. So yeah, I don't know. Prowl did Prowl came. That came out this year?
I think he was late last year.
Yeah, he was last year.
I know that Hasbro won. You could say the Hasbro won. Yeah. But it's
the same thing. Because the same
it's the same thing except for a sticker.
Talking about Silver Streak. Did anybody else get the Silver Streak?
I wanted that. That is really
nice. I got it.
I got to say, it's really simple, you know, compared in color scheme, but
is it like shiny silver? Or is it just,
like
metal flake?
It's
shiny.
It looks like a straight. It straight up looks like a Datsun out of the '80s, man.
Oh, dude.
I'll be honest.
I got this yesterday. It's just I love how simple. You know, like I was just talking about Acid Stone because it. You know, it shoves its foot up your butthole of your eyes. But this is just like perfectly. It just looks clean.
That is sleek. Sick.
Yeah.
And what I like is the fact that, you know, it even comes with launchers that aren't separate like the other ones. So I still have to, you know, get it all together. Because the only reason I didn't pick Smokescreen as my favorite MP, as my favorite official, is because of the leg transformation. I can't fucking stand that on these goddamn Datsuns.
I like it, actually. I think it's pretty genius.
Yeah, Smokescreen is my favorite of the three.
In terms of technical whatever the fuck, it's cool. But pulling it apart is fucking scary because you're like, I just threw $60 to $80 at the fucking window if you pull too hard. And they're not always easy. So,
I think it looks really good. There it is in robot mode.
There we go. See, I was hoping somebody would have it because...
I said really to dig him out of the display case.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't seen it in wanted threads. It never sells out. And I'm like, This thing is fucking sweet. Fuck you guys.
I think TFCon USA Capture Prey. I was manning the masterpiece area, and I think he only moved like two or three the whole weekend. And I'm like, why?
I don't understand. And it's funny because the e-hobby Silver Streak sells for what, $150 to $200 fucking dollars for a little fucking replica.
Yeah.
A masterpiece that's fucking awesome. You know, I mean,
$60. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm happy I got it. I like it.
It's a great mold. Yeah. It's really great.
Yeah. Like I said, and the thing with the legs is it freaks me out because when you have to pull out that lower portion sideways, it's like, you know, the first time, like when I first got Prowl, I was like, this can't be right. This cannot be the way this fucking leg comes out.
Swage, you just got to learn that whenever you're pulling out that lower portion, you just need to pull it out gently and slowly.
Well, usually it's got more weight when I do it. Yeah. So
you know, if you pull on it too hard, it'll just go off. You know, it'll just pull right off. And yeah, then you know, just be SOL.
Little Friday night Walt Payton, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do. Anyway, who's next?
Well, what are we talking about? Yeah, I was talking about my favorite official toy.
Oh, you. My bad.
Yeah, me. Over there.
Nobody cares.
Nah, no.
That's how it works.
I said Wheeljack and perhaps Prowl. And while we're talking about Wheeljack, we can't forget this weird head. Revealed when you were on screen. The official head.
Yeah, there we go.
It's kind of an Easter egg. It's creepy as hell.
Yeah, it's like he got shot with... Hey, wasn't there an episode where Bombshell shot Wheeljack with a Cerebro shell?
I don't remember.
I don't remember who he got. He shot a... Yeah, I don't know if it was Wheeljack, though.
It's an homage to something, so... yeah.
I think it's an homage to every creepy uncle everywhere.
Yeah.
Hey. It's just your good old uncle. Why don't you come over here and sit on my lap?
That's cool. And it's creepy how he has that voice ready to pull out, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, while Prowl and Wheeljack is a really great toys, I have to say it weighs over for Generations leader class Jetfire.
Yes.
Absolutely. I love that toy. Because when I was thinking about this, I was going back and what toy really wowed me. Yeah. And this was it. I think it's really, really great. And for the fact that we get an alternate face or head for him as well. Let's see here. Where we have it. That's really, really cool.
Now, do you have the Takara or the Hasbro version?
I have a Hasbro version.
Okay.
And the Chrome hasn't started flaking yet. Knock on wood. Hmm. So.
Well, unlike some third-party companies, they know how to clean off the mold release before they paint the damn toy.
Yeah. But, I think that's my favorite official toy for 2014. Really love this one.
Good pick.
It's a great homage to the G1 toy as well.
So. Bit small, though.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, he's MP seeker sized.
I mean, I disagree when you say it's a good homage to G1 because it's not. That face is not G1.
No, G1 toy or the
right,
face.
But no, the G1 toy, that mask is supposed to be G1 toy, and it's not. It looks more like the animated.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look right.
The IDW
head looks good, but I would disagree to say that it is supposed to represent the G1 toy. It doesn't.
No, you're absolutely correct. What I mean is the G1, it represents the G1 toy really good in the vehicle form as a jet fighter.
Correct.
And, yes. The other one, yeah, it's cartoon homage. So.
Listener Eric Henry Dupuy, Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that. His favorite of 2014 is also Masterpiece Wheeljack.
Yeah.
Man, Smokescreen.
I think he's going to get a lot of love this year, and I'd say he's probably our figure of the year.
real quick, Scott Holmes says his favorite is Windblade.
Who?
He really liked that one.
Who said that?
Generations Windblade.
Scott Holmes. He's been. He was the one that sent the picture of the correction of how to put the weapons for RC.
Scott Holmes. Is that who you said?
Yeah, it's his name.
Scott Holmes. And his favorite toy is Windblade. Generations Windblade.
Windblade.
Hmm. Scott Holmes. One. I wish I could live your life. God, that sucks.
Well, you know, that's what makes the fandom so great. You know, you've got everybody across the board loving all these different characters, and it's all just, you know, it's all that certain thing that hits you a certain way.
And the,
it's all
and
about honestly, that base.
The weird thing with Windblade is shut your. No, Windblade for me is a weird one. I picked that one up. And it's like, I really like it, but I also just want to fucking destroy it.
It's a very pretty figure, but it's a bit fiddly.
Is that one as hard to find as the RC?
No.
Because I haven't seen that one either.
Hell, there's one at Zone where I picked up RC today. I mean, you probably could text Orson. I'm sure he'll be going over there soon to restock.
I don't get the new ones anyway. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Just because I thought it looked like a neat looking toy, just from the pictures. But
it is a nice toy. It's just really fiddly, especially with the wings, and the legs have a bit of an issue whenever it's in robot mode. The heels, they never want to stay right. I mean, but it is a very gorgeous figure. I like it. My favorite, but
yeah. I think Windblade gets the.
I think the character is more popular than the toy.
Yeah. Shall we move on to worst of the year?
Fuck.
You can do that.
Yeah.
This is the worst official toy we're talking about now.
Right.
Worst.
You want me to go first?
Go ahead, Don.
Okay. I am going to go. This may not be the worst toy. Because Arachnid the year before kind of sort of carried over to and the suck sort of carried over, so I can't count her. I am actually going to call my most disappointing toy official release is Generation Scoop.
What?
Yeah, it really. When you brought that up, I was hesitant to bring this up during, but it's the most disappointing because.
I thought it was the most satisfying.
Yeah, I know, but for me it's the most disappointing because it doesn't peg well together. It doesn't... it could be a tolerance issue on the one that I have, but it doesn't peg well together. It just is... Of all the homages that they've hit really well in the Generations line, to me that was one of the biggest disappointments. It's just the whole figure to me just does not... It does not look good in robot mode trying to pose it. It flops around a lot of places trying to hold a pose. It doesn't peg together that well. Again, it could be a tolerance issue, and I've got a bad one. But for me, that's probably – unless I can count Arachnid for another year in a row, that's probably the most disappointing toy that I've picked up in a while.
Hmm. Can't say I agree, but you know, hey, that's why we're doing this show, because it's interesting to see people's points of view on that. So
I thought we did the show so Absolutely. We could just basically disagree with you and tell you don't know shit.
Yeah.
Is that not how that works?
Yeah.
Did I just get three more comment cards in the jar?
No.
Oh, it got all quiet. Come on. All right, next. Let's go.
Who's next?
I'll go.
Yeah, you can go, Brent.
Because I got it right here. I was going to say the and it's I guess it's still a release, but it's actually an accessory. That stupid throne thing that came with Grimlock, I thought was horrible.
I can't believe people were paying $20 for that damn thing.
Until, and I just opened it, this piece of shit. What the hell is this? Look at this.
Just a piece of cardboard.
What is this?
What you got? The MP2.
That's your Sigma key.
Is it candy they forgot to tell us?
Oh, literally. But the thing was, I opened it and then this piece fell out. What the hell is this?
What is that?
I don't know.
It's candy. Eat it.
It looks like a really old rubber that's been flattened or something other, you know.
Well, in any case,
Are you sure you just haven't had it in your wallet too long?
This is ridiculous. People, they actually thought this was a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna say shame on you. I'm gonna say you guys suck.
Yeah. How come they then? Now, isn't that like completely different than the BotCon giveaway that they had a few years back?
Oh yeah, at least that one was. It was tangible. I mean, it was. This
had a stand or something that was different.
This is garbage. I mean, look at this.
At least it's just a add-on accessory, I guess. I mean,
I just figured it out. I was wondering what this thing was. You know what this is? It's Chinese takeout.
Yeah,
it is.
If you completely unfold it, it becomes a plate.
Not this one. This one still becomes a piece of shit.
It becomes noodles when you put it in a microwave oven.
Okay.
So this, what now? Why is this? What's this? Does anyone understand this thing?
The Vector Sigma box.
Well, it's got this little hook thingy. That doesn't really work because it doesn't go up high enough. So I mean, but there, see the top.
It's not on your screen. There you go. Okay, oh yeah.
See? Can I tell you what I don't understand? Is everyone is like, well, Hasbro Asia has to mark up their prices because blah 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 blah. Tell me why MP10, one of at least the top two or three greatest Transformers ever made, was marked up only $30 from the original U.S. retail price. But a Seeker repaint that they've done 400 fucking times, as in Skywarp, went from, you know, you can get Sunstorm for $70 to $80 in the U.S., but the Hasbro Asia is $200 fucking dollars.
It's ridiculous. As Coronation Starscream. I mean, yeah, I know he comes with a cape and crown, but...
But he doesn't come with a stand. I just found that out today. I opened up my Takara Sunstorm. He doesn't come with a fucking stand. And those are selling for, what, like $200 to $300 goddamn dollars on eBay? That's crazy.
The stand?
No, just the figure.
Oh. But
you know, I traded for a Starscream, and I opened this one up, and I'm like, wait, you're telling me this shit and that Skywarp is not going to come with a stand for $200 fucking dollars? You're crazy.
Redonkulous.
In any case, that I dare you all to pick something better than this. This thing's.
I think my pick's a little bit better than that.
Oh, this is getting
piece of cardboard.
No, I mean it's. I don't know. That is pretty crap. But I mean, I'm actually picking a figure, and I would have to go. And I know it's easy to pick on the movie stuff, but you know.
The low hanging fruit.
I have to pick a movie toy, and it has to be Movie Crosshairs. Movie Crosshairs is the biggest turd of 2014, in my opinion. It's not even tapered on one end to make your asshole slam shut. You know, it's like it just fell out, and there it is. I got it because it's a Corvette, sorta. I mean, the Corvette mode is kind of cheesy and small, but then the robot mode is under detailed. It's boring, and I mean, basically just folds his legs up underneath of him, and you lay him down, and there he is. I mean, he's the car parts on the one that I had, I couldn't wait to get rid of it. Finally got rid of it. But the one that I had, the car parts didn't peg in right, and it was just a mess. And I hated that toy. I hated it. Yes. So, yeah, movie Crosshairs, biggest turd of 2014, in my opinion.
And that's just official. We're still going to do a third-party thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I got the worst official toy as well.
Okay.
We have seen this on Crap or Not. I actually didn't get this toy. Was it back in 2007? When it was released as someone else. But when I was at BotCon this year, I saw this one and I thought, oh, wow, they finally did that Mountain Dew machine, even if it said Mood Whiplash on this one. Mm. So I got ahead, bought it, and when I came home, oh, bitterly disappointed. When you transform it into robot mode, for those of you out there that didn't know this, he's got a beam sticking out of his back. So you can't pose him, you can't make him stand up at all.
Well, he's an Einhorn.
Oh, see?
His Einhorn is a man. Like, she's got a beam sticking out the... Has anybody ever seen Ace fucking Ventura? What the fuck?
I have. It's been 15 years.
It's been 15. You're fucking 90 years old, Don. Shut up.
You know, it's very evident in your review. I mean, basically, I mean, crap. You know, I mean, he just falls over backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good as a vending machine, but as a robot, yeah.
Vending machines just sit there, so.
Yeah. So.
I used to be a Pepsi man, so I should know.
Yeah.
Hey, there's our mascot.
What? This would be our mascot?
No. Massey.
Massey, yeah, I didn't see him.
Massey is everybody's mascot.
Massey Ferguson.
Massey, the attacking pussy. So, I mean.
There we go. The best Massey of the year.
Don, did you happen to see the end credits last week?
I don't think so.
Well, watch closely this week whenever they roll.
Okay.
Massey's in it.
Oh, okay. Massey, I think Massey is everybody's favorite. Someone suggested I sell 8x10s of Massey at the next convention.
You should do
plushies.
I think you should. I think on the next episode you should skin Massey alive.
Well, after, you know, some of these, you know, scars heal, I may try, but I get to take it for his rabies booster on Monday.
If you want some help, just let me know.
I mean, rabies booster.
Yeah.
You better make sure he's up on his rabies way he attacks you, that's for sure.
Right, yeah. Seeing as how we're coming up on the 11 o'clock hour here in the U.S., we probably need to keep rolling here.
All right.
Third party.
All right. I'm going to go, if that's okay.
Yep.
Because my third party, most favorite, and most disappointing is the same figure.
Wow.
It's the same figure, the most loved and the most disappointed. Kronos.
That's third party.
I know. We were talking about third party.
No, we were talking about official.
I thought we switched to third party.
Where the hell have you been?
Oh, we switched?
He just said we're switching to third party.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Kronos.
You've been gone too long, bro. You've been gone too long.
I'm sorry. I was messing with RC.
Kronos.
Like some more alone time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kronos.
Kronos. I've sort of half defended the toy. The toy has a lot of issues as a transformer. It is not the toy we thought we were getting. The transformation is not what we thought we were getting. The build quality, I know from what happened with the factory versus what the plans were, did not happen correctly. I know all that, and it's a toy that dollar for dollar should not, to me, it should not be worth the money. I understand that. But on the upside, in robot mode, he is G1 Skyfire. In look, in size, in aesthetic, this is the Skyfire I've always wanted to have on my shelf and say, that's G1 Skyfire. So my favorite and my most favorite of 2014 and my most disappointing figure, I'm not going to hate it, but from a standpoint of could have been so much better, is going to be Kronos.
In the interest of saving time, I'm going to totally agree. That is my biggest turd of 2014 for third party. Lack of detail, the issues from not only the quality of the toy, but also the owner of the company, I guess you could say. He didn't handle things very well. You can go to the third party thread for Kronos on TFW 2005. And he, to me, I've never personally had any interaction with him, but just reading his responses, he comes across as a dick. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Well, what's your favorite then?
Or something like that?
What's that?
DACA toys or
DACA toys, yeah. His username on TFW is Arafat or something other like that, yeah.
Well, Durin, what's your favorite then? I mean, because I just did mine together just because it was the same toy.
Well, I
together
actually have mine standing right here, and I gush about him so much on the Facebook group, but yeah, has to be Citizen Stack. This, I freaking love this toy. I mean, he's not without his issues. This is actually the production sample that went around to a lot of stores, and I actually wound up with it. So this has actually got the unmodded legs and everything. And by the time I got it, the smokestack was broke off. But hey. This is actually a really good toy. What's that? What?
I said, was that the one that was in Indiana that Captain Prey brought?
Yes. Nice. This is it. And it's actually, I mean, I like the proportions. He's got a fun transformation, great posability. And to me, this is third party figure of the year. And it is by far masterpiece. And you know what? He's got freaking chrome bumpers, you know? So, yeah, I'm going with Citizen Stack.
Good choice.
That's my pick.
Yes. Switch.
All right. If we're doing the love fest right now, I have to agree with Duran and I'm going to move my camera a little bit because I'm also going to agree with a Citizen Stack. As much as I hate to give KFC credit, if anyone remembers last year's show. But I was lucky enough to get the Black Friday special, which is the second or third one, whatever. And, yeah, for so significantly cheaper than the official MP Ultra Magnus that's coming out, I can say I have, other than the fact that KFC sent me one that had dirt and dust covering most of the figure inside of a sealed box, which just goes to show you that KFC still fucking sucks anyway. This figure is actually really, really, really impressive.
Great design. I mean, you got to give credit where it's due, and it's great design.
Yeah, my actual only complaint, I have two, but they're basically one and the same, is that I'm going to put this up here. If you see this, I have the torso lifted. There is no locking mechanism for this at all that I figured
out. Yeah, there is.
So
there is.
If you pull this or push this, because this piece only moves one or here or here.
What you do
either way, though, it rubs the cab. So yeah, you're either fucking up your chrome or you're fucking up your paint. Then that is my only complaint.
No, it does lock. Lift the cab up. There's two red flaps. Those two red flaps open, and then you can lower the cab and lock in place.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It locks perfectly.
What?
Yeah.
I have a little red truck.
Yeah.
Mine are actually blue, but because I guess I got the where I got the production sample. But yeah. Yeah, there's two little flaps that kind of go up and
yeah, in. they open up like this from the red section, and then the cab lowers.
Yeah, I've already done that, and it still hits the cab. See here, I'll show you. Flip up, flip down.
Yeah, mine are actually blue on mine. That's odd.
See, that's not what it's hitting. It's hitting this piece here. The one that's more in the middle of everything that goes across the width of
that's,
the torso.
That's weird. I mean, look at yours. Okay, here's mine. Look. Mine's blue. And yeah. And the piece right there is blue.
Mine, I mean, like I said, because it doesn't lock into this position.
That's weird.
It just flops. There's nothing for it to lock into unless I jam the cab into that red piece. That's my only complaint. But otherwise, looking at the official terra pictures and everything, I mean, the detail alone destroys the Takara one.
I mean, well, the Takara one looks like he's been eating a few too many Twinkies.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't mind the bulkiness of it, but
I don't either. Details.
I mean, like the knees, the legs, the feet, everything on this thing is detailed. The entire cab, there's lines and paint and shit everywhere. And on the Takara, it's just like blue, red, and white, nothing else. And on this one, there's all kinds of weird shit going on. And I like that. And especially for, what, $65 cheaper? $70 cheaper almost in the U.S.? I mean, you're not going to find an MP this fucking huge official for that cheap. So, I hate to say it, but KFC Citizen Stat kind of wins this one for me.
Before we move on, real quick, the staff picks on the in the private group for official worst toys, Hang Yip Chan picked Double Dealer. Natsume Ryu picked movie Voyager Galvatron. Michael Swift, he picked Deluxe Windblade. And Ricey picked any of the Titan figures.
Yeah, that. I was gonna say that, but I thought that's too much of a gimme right there from our standpoint. Now the kids are probably loving the things. I really can't say anything about that. But from
I actually did something that that you've been telling a lot of people on RFC to do, Don. While I was in there today and I was picking up Grimlock, there was a mother that was in there shopping for her 4-year-old child.
Ooh, was she hot? You got her number?
No. She was searching for a transformer for her 4-year-old child. She said that she loved Grimlock, or that he loved Grimlock, and she had a Titan figure in her hand. And I advised her. I said no. And I said, how old is your child? And she said he's 4. He's he doesn't want any, or I don't want to get anything really complicated for him. So I couldn't point her to the Voyager one because that could be a little bit complicated. So I pointed her to the one step. So for a 4-year-old, it's got the detail, it's got the detail and the transformation that a 4-year-old would love. And I don't think I steered her wrong.
Nah.
But I helped her out. And
yeah, that's one thing that...
Did you get her number?
No.
Did you get her number?
No.
What the fuck? Did you get a number for me?
No.
That just makes it creepy.
What's up, man? That's what, man? Moms need love, bro. Shit, how are they going to raise a happy, healthy child if they're all angry and they can't get no love, man?
No.
I'm trying to save the world one mom at a time. Whatever.
Right.
Here you guys.
Yeah, let's move on with the third party toys.
Please.
Let's not talk about banging move on. Bombs.
Move on. Brett.
I'll go with the favorite first. I can't believe no one picked him. I got to make sure I get the name right because I always call it Brawl. Heavy Noisy is a freaking awesome figure.
Yeah, he is.
And it's going to combine. So, best representation ever
of Brawl. That's like he stepped out of the G1 cartoon almost.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And articulation, detail, and he combines. I mean, just can't get any better.
Good
than
pick.
That.
Really good pick.
It's my favorite. The worst, and it goes without saying because everyone's heard how much problems I had, is this is just one little piece of that piece of crap, Scoria. That thing is garbage. I had more problems with that piece of shit. Everything everyone said they had wrong with, mine had everything wrong with it. And it's just it was garbage. It was a big piece of crap.
I haven't had any problems with mine that I've seen.
I still have. You can see it. The gun is not even glued on this side. That was one, and like this doesn't even go down all the way. The gun was messed up. Both my shoulders, both the legs. I actually had to wind up getting a whole new center torso piece. That's how they replaced it for me. Wow. So it was horrible. Absolutely
what,
horrible.
What do you mean? What exactly was wrong with your shoulders? And
the shoulders wouldn't.
Like, were they just a little loose, or
no? They were like bad. Here's all it was this whole piece. Here's my old one. This whole piece. I even tried doing some of the fixes that they said right here for the legs, and it's still. It just this thing's. It wouldn't hold its own weight. These. Look at this. You ready?
Oh, wow.
There you go. Woo!
Goosey-goosey.
Woo! I mean, that's what I got. So, yeah, I was not happy at all.
I don't blame you on that. I mean, it is a good-looking figure, though. I mean, I think it is.
I was stoked. I was stoked to get it because I wanted all the Dinobots, and then, God.
Well, plus Quakewave. I mean, you wouldn't think Fans Toys would go from Quakewave quality, which is...
Oh, absolutely. That was the other thing. I was shocked.
Point now to total garbage. Like, I have one. That I don't know. I'm pretty happy with it so far, but damn.
Now, are you thinking about trying the Gigapower masterpieces?
Which one?
The ginormous Autobot.
The only other one I've done right now is I did the Roar because I want a combiner.
Yeah, well they're not masterpiece size, so they're like large Voyager.
Right.
The Gigapower are like even bigger than the Fans Toys.
Oh, I haven't even heard of this.
Yeah, the Gigapower Snarl is the one that's been shown so far, and it looks amazing. I have to give him on that.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm trying to stick to one, I guess, scale. So I'm sticking with the masterpiece. So I don't know if I would get those. If they would,
they are masterpiece. If you go by G1 cartoon,
they're supposed to be bigger.
From what I understand, MP10 comes up to like Gigapower Snarl's like chest.
Well, so, then absolutely. If it scales nicely with the masterpiece, yeah, I'll get rid of this and a heartbeat and go to that. But I don't see the sense in having both.
No.
So, but other people do. That's how other people do. So.
Who's next? Right.
Getting back real quick, just real quick. Just if no one got this, get it. And the other two, even Swindle is really, really good representation, but he won out just a hair just because of all the detail. And, I mean, it's dead on.
I believe they're, what, about $80 at Capture Prey?
Yeah, I think, yeah, they're right about that. We're still waiting on the last two, and I can't wait.
They just recently showed their version of Afterburner from Computron. So, yeah.
Yeah. But now, I didn't they just show pictures of the Onslaught box artwork?
I haven't seen it yet.
thought they did.
The only thing I've seen recently is the Afterburner box, or pictures.
I think that's what I just saw.
But
moving on.
Yeah, I can do my favorite third party. I don't have a worst third party because I only got good ones.
What do you mean you don't do that?
My favorite one was this one from Fans Project. For a fact that it's a headmaster and it's mm-hmm. Brainstorm, even though it's an anagram, it's Smart Robin, and it's an awesome toy. I love it.
I did not realize that it was an anagram.
It is. Every toy they made as an headmaster is an anagram. Even the Weird Wolf.
Mm.
Yeah. Quadruple U.
Quadruple U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have an a worst?
No,
I
don't buy that much third-party toys, and
that's okay. There's enough hatred for Scoria for me. It'll carry over to you.
Another one, a runner-up I can mention, was from Mastermind Creations, actually. It was the Terminus Hexatron, the Shadow Emissary.
Which was basically their Shadow Maru.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Staff picks, Natsume Ryu. Her pick was the Bruticus, Fall of Cybertron Bruticus, an Onslaught add-on kit for favorite and anything by Master Shooter Collectibles. She doesn't have a third party that she does not, that she hates. Michael Swift, he loved the Technotune Titans, animated Huffer and Pipes, and also the Nintendo colors, I guess. Everything else is worst. And Brycey, he loved the Bluster and Trench Mushroom Kingdom edition, and he hates Impossible Toys Minibots.
Agree.
Is that everybody?
Yeah.
That's them.
I believe that is.
I don't think we did everybody all the way around the table for worst third party over here yet.
Did you do a worst?
I didn't do worst. I just did best.
Okay, and go.
Quit
bitching and go.
I could do this shit all day.
Yeah.
All right. My first vote is going to be KFC.
Surprise!
Fucking surprise is going to be Tempest, because I don't understand how for literally almost 6 times original retail of the official figure, you make a worse third-party edition Cyclonus. He's basically smaller than the fucking RTS version.
Really?
In height, he looks like he's a little bit smaller, maybe the same height. Maybe. But he has, like, little Megamis legs or some shit. And he's all fucking weird looking. And he's fucking almost $80. That's fucking stupid shit.
Well, I think he was only 50 during the Black Friday sale.
Yeah, that's Black Friday, and he's still 4 times more than he was retail, because you got him in a 2-pack. I don't even know where to go with KFC. I don't understand how they made Citizen Stack. Like, to me, that is mind-blowing. These fucking shark things, what in the fuck is this shit with these fucking weird names? Haiku?
Well, Haiku is an homage to Skybite and the...
Yellow shark after a natural disaster that basically destroyed
that one,
I'm
not clear what an homage is, but Sancho Barbosa is actually an homage, and a very good homage to Brave Captain Shark, which is a flipping awesome toy.
With a name like that, I don't even know where to tell you. But the one that takes the cake,
it's a fucking pirate, dude.
To me,
You should know all about pirates. Ask pirates.
And this is no offense to Dairy Con, but this bullhorn cow cassette. What in the fucking fuck is a fucking cow cassette? Like, unless it's a Green Jello or Green Jelly homage, which is a band that was groundbreaking before anyone even fucking knew what that meant, including the lead singer of Tool.
Loved
it. Bullhorn, they took off one of the few features such a simple cassette had and cut off the horn and painted it like, what the fuck kind of robot warrior is a
and
fucking...
It, and it was cut off, looked like with a knife. You know, it wasn't just blocked off and gated off in the mold. They molded the ram horn and then cut off the horns with a knife.
They fucking circumcised a fucking cow. Like, I don't even know how to explain the anger that I feel that they call this a fucking cassette figure. And wow. If it wasn't for Citizen Stack, I would wish so many more horrible things upon KFC for this. I hope Dairy Con, as a Midwest convention that has Transformer people show up, did well with this, but I also hope KFC goes and burns in hell for this as well. And that is my 2014 worst figure, because it is so insulting as a cassette super hoarder. A fucking cow, bro. Like, I don't even know. What do you say after that? A fucking cow. A cow. You motherfuckers hear me? A fucking cow. They sold a fucking toy that turned into a goddamn cow. What the fuck scares you about a cow? What's intimidating about a cow? Are you like, yo, we're in a war. We need a super warrior. I hope he turns into a fucking cow.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, man. What them Chick-fil-A cows can do is kind of scary.
Dude, I will punch a cow in the asshole. And I ain't even scared, bro. Like, what? A cow. I mean, it could have been a plunger, and it would have been better than a fucking cow. Cows don't even fucking care enough to fucking be killed. They're just like, yo, I like be eating grass, dude. What you doing? And you're like, I'm going to fucking shoot you in the face. And they're like, dang, man. Okay. Fucking cows. Anyway, all right, next. I can't talk about it anymore.
I don't think we got any more.
I believe that will wrap it up for best and worst of 2014. Real quick, let's go to each person and a official or third-party toy, $50 or less. What would you pick as a Christmas gift this year, if you wanted to give a good Transformer to a fellow Transformer fan, it's $50 or less. Pick one. Let's go, Swage. Let's go you first.
Not me, Skip. I'm brain dead, Skip.
Okay. Tobias.
Oh.
$50.
Okay, let's go $100.
So, yeah.
$100. Yeah, okay.
No, I can really do under 50. Official toy. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say
for this holiday season, it's out now.
Yeah, I would say Rat Trap from Generations.
It's a good toy. I can do it too. Smiles. Only because I've seen them on sale and everything. Masterpiece Prowl.
Good choice. Yeah. Don.
Official or unofficial?
Either.
I'm gonna go with unofficial. Less than 50. The DX9 upgrade kit for Evasion Mode Prime to make him into a movie Jedi. Great kit. It really makes the Evasion figure look even better. It also works on either the regular Takara version or the Toys R Us 2-pack with Classics Chrome Prime. Under $100, I would go with Mech Ideas. This is still one of the best 2-packs ever. Their third-party jump starters are Top Spin and Twin Twist.
Yes.
Solid figures, $70 for the pair. You really can't go wrong with them, especially if you're doing a record shelf.
Great.
And actually, my pick would also be a Mech Ideas for $50 or less. I would go with the Mech Ideas Gauntlet.
which is the Iron Fist. Great little toy. I mean, it's a great little homage to Iron Fist. I mean, it's kind of a toony look, but I love that little guy, and he's only like $30. Great toy. $100 or less. I'm going to go with Masterpiece Sunstorm. So those are my picks.
Yeah.
Well, how about you, Swage? Did you come up with anything?
I am going to go under 100. Is that the threshold here?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to go with Wheeljack. I mean, even if you get him with the anti-hypno device, which makes it, what, his third or fourth accessory straight out of the box, I mean, you're not going to find too much of a better value for that. And also, he's fucking awesome. I mean, he's just fucking sweet, man. So, third party, though, I'm trying to, man, I can't think of anything because I've kind of cut that out.
With Citizen Stack being on sale many places now, and also the Die Stack version,
he's right on the threshold.
You can get Stack for about 115 somewhere in there.
Although, actually, you know what? I would pre-order for third party. I would pre-order the DX9 Invisible, which is only $82.
Awesome.
At Capspray.com. Great toys, great prices, great service.
I have to agree. That thing looks really awesome.
Yeah, even though it steals the Classics Mirage arms completely, which I actually kind of think is humorous for some reason, even though it's an arm piece, and to get the pun wordplay on that, it would have to be a leg. Anyway, the DX9 is only $82 to Capture Prey. Great toys, great prices, great service. Because I nailed that shit. I would go with that one. But that's a pre-order. I don't know if that counts.
No. I mean, something that could actually be delivered to your friend or loved one for Christmas.
You know I ain't got no fucking friends. Come on, man.
Nobody likes you.
I know, right? It's cool.
All right, guys. Before we wrap up, before I let Tobias have it, I want a little programming note. I want to remind people that we'll be back right after New Year's. We are taking off for the next couple weeks so that the cast and families can travel and enjoy the holidays with their families and everything. I want to wish everyone on behalf of the cast of TFYLP, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. I really, really hope everyone has a great Christmas. And we will be back after the first of the year. I still haven't determined what we're going to talk about on the first episode of the year, but I'm sure we'll have something great. Also, please rate and subscribe to us, especially like on iTunes or any of the outlets that you watch us on YouTube, and share us with your friends. That is how you let us know that you like what we're doing. And, you know, that's the best way. And it's also whenever people go out and search for us, they look at the top rated podcasts and the top downloaded podcasts. And if you rate us, then a lot more people will find us. We're all over Facebook, all over Twitter, tftalk.net. Those are places to get our stuff. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I'll let Tobias ring us out, and I'll mute my mic. See you guys.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, guys. It's been a pleasure, as always, doing this podcast with you. And as Duran said, I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God jul! You're from Sweden. That's Merry Christmas in Swedish.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of tftalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening. and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@tfylp.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.